Blog Talk Radio.
What an amazing friend we have. You know, the friend that sticks closer to you than your mom, your daddy, your brother, your sister. That friend, there's a friend we have in Jesus. He is our friend. He is the best friend we've ever had. He was the one who laid his life down for us. If he had not laid his life down for us, we wouldn't be alive today. But because he was crucified for us, he took 439 stripes for our healing. He's an amazing God. And we thank God for Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. He is the King and the ruler of every nation. I know you think it's the president, the king. No, it's Jesus. He's the ruler of every nation. He's an amazing God. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He's the Almighty. Nothing, when I say nothing, no thing is impossible to our God. And thank God for who he is. He is the royal king, the mighty I am. He's the one who said, Father, I'll go to earth. I'll die for them. Yes, I'll die for them. But I know that when I die for them, you're going to resurrect me again. So I'm not worried about it. Yeah, I ain't worried about it because I know, Father, in the palm of your almighty hand, and I will be resurrected. And then I'll come and spend, time with you. I'll sit on your right hand, Father, and I will intercede for everybody in the whole world and all their families. So I thank you, Jesus, that you are interceding. You are interceding on our behalf. You are calling on the name of the Father on our behalf. So, Lord, we just say thank you for what you're doing in us. Thank you for praying for us daily, 24/7. You never sleep. You don't slumber. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up Wednesday midweek Bible study before you. We thank you for everyone who's on today, those who are coming on. We thank you for our families, far and near. We thank you for safety and protection. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus, for every family throughout every nation. We bind up a lawless generation. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the lost shall be followed again. They will not jaywalk. They won't go through lights when they're not supposed to, red lights. They will stop at intersections. They'll pay attention. They'll follow the road signs. They'll go the speed limit that's designated for us to go. And, Lord, they will not commit robbery, crime. No, no, no. This will be a lawful generation. We call it forth now. This generation coming up will be a lawful generation. They will follow all the laws of the land. They will follow those who have rule and authority over them. And we thank you, Lord God, for this lawful generation because we're teaching them while they're young. Many of them are being taught in the womb. When they come out the womb, they're being taught. Oh, yeah, Deuteronomy. You know Deuteronomy 6 chapter? It says, teach them in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. Write the word of God, the doorpost. Yeah, write it. Where? So we are thanking God for what he's doing in the children. He's having them being taught the word. You know, many children is brought to church, but they're not being taught the word. They just listen to the word. They be talking to each other. You know how that goes. So I thank you, Lord God, that our children will be taught of you at an early age, and they will have great peace. They will understand your word. They'll be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And, Lord, I know you haven't forgotten us. You said even in your old age, you will remember us with long life. So we thank you, Father God, that you are giving us long life. You are satisfying us with long, healthy life. Oh, my God, you're an amazing Father. And I thank you that you will never leave us. Your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. And you are ordering our steps every day, not just some days, but in the name.
Yeah.
Amen. We're picking up the B-I-B-L-E daily and reading the word. You know, we got to listen to Father God because he gives the word. He tells us what to read every day, what to study, and what to obey, the whole word, the whole Bible. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's important. We could read, we could study all day, 24/7, 365 days of the week, 7 days a week. But if we miss obeying, that's in vain. We're in vain. We're not just reading the word so we can just say, oh, yeah, I read Psalms 23. I read Psalms 91. I read Psalms 63. I read Psalms 103. No, we are reading it to apply it to our lives, so that the blessings in Deuteronomy 28 can follow us and our seed and our seed can follow the generation, the old man, you know. So I thank God for you. Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, May the 24th, 2023. It's an amazing day in Jacksonville, Florida. The Lord sent the rain. It has been raining today. So we thank God for the weather. You know, the plants get dry, the ground get dry, and then the ocean, you know, the waters get low. So we got to replenish the water. We got to have, you know, the water that we need, yep, for us to drink. So we got to drink water. Yep, we got to cook with water. I don't know about y'all, but I don't cook with tap water. No, no. Somebody tested the tap water one time. There was so much stuff in it, pollutants in it. Mm-mm. I got to cook with me some water, bottled water. So, hit to the wise. Well, today our scripture is Psalms 33:1. Rejoice in the Lord. Praise is Praise is becoming and appropriate for those who are upright. You heard that? If you upright, you can wave your hands, praise the Lord. You can get on your knees. You can bow before him. You can get on your face. Whatever way you praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's waiting. You know, they say when the praises go up, you know what comes down, blessings. I know I want to be blessed. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, I got to praise my Lord every day. I walk upright before. Well, today we have a mighty woman of God on with us, Sister Mary Coleman. She's going to be singing a song of praise today. We're thankful for her. Good afternoon, Sister Mary Coleman. How are you?
I'm truly blessed.
Amen.
I'm going to sing My God is an Awesome God.
Amen.
My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Oh, my God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. My God, he's an awesome God. With wisdom, power, and love, he reigns from heaven above. With wisdom, power, and love, he reigns from heaven above. My God, he's an awesome God. My God, oh my God, is an awesome God. Because there's none like him. Oh, there's none like him. How excellent. How excellent. Oh, how excellent. How excellent is his name. Hallelujah. God is excellent. Yes, he is.
Amen. We serve an excellent God. Our God is an awesome God. He's excellent in all his ways. We thank God for you, Sister Mary Nichols from Jacksonville, Florida. I thank God she's a mighty woman of God. And that song, oh, my God. Thank God for you. Thank God for the beautiful song. Well, you know, today we're going to be praying for families all over the world. So I just thank God for each of you all coming on with us today. Thank God that he loves you. Yep. He loves you. Oh, yeah. You know what? He made you. He created you, gave you the right fingerprints, the right footprints. I thank God for each of you all coming on today. So I'm going to ask Sister Marion Williams from Jacksonville, Florida, if she would pray for the families all over the world, and if you would include Sister Lanny, she's out of town at a conference leading praise and worship. So we thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Marion. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank
Heavenly
you.
Father, I come to you today, Lord God, on my strength of my own, but just to praise you, Lord God, and to give you thanks right now, Lord God. I bring before you people all over the world right now, Lord God. I pray for Sister Lanny while she's on assignment right now, Lord God, for you. I pray that you strengthen her voice right now, Lord God, as she do praise and worship. But your songs flow freely through her right now, Lord God. I pray for people all over the world, those in the Ukraine right now, Lord God, in Poland, Lord God, in Israel, Lord God, here in the United States. I pray for all the people in all the countries and cities that are having struggles right now, Lord God, power struggles right now, Lord God. I pray for all of them that have civil unrest right now. I pray for all of your people right now, Lord God. Strengthen them on every side right now, Lord God. Order their steps right now, Lord God. Protect them, watch over them, Lord God. As their countries are being bombed right now, Lord God, cover the children right now, Lord God, that I know are confused. Some of them are separated from their parents right now, Lord God. Some of them have lost their parents right now, Lord God. I'm praying that you bind families together in one accord with love right now, Lord God. Work out any discrepancies in the families right now, Lord God. Let them put pettiness aside right now, Lord God, and come together as a family and a unit right now, Lord God. I just pray for all the families everywhere, Lord God, that you cover them with your blood right now, Lord God, and just bind them all together on one accord with love. Protect and watch over them is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Powerful, awesome prayer. I appreciate you so much. You know, we do serve the awesome God, and he does hear. He does answer our prayers. All we got to do is call on his name. He said, before you call, I've already answered. Isn't he amazing? But he still wants us to call. Just like you call your friends, your relatives, call Jesus more than you call them. You know, you got to call God. You know, he's jealous. God is a jealous God. And if you start being with more people, more than him, oh, no, you're going to have friction. You're going to have friction. You wonder, gee, that's my best friend. I don't know why we're not getting along. Well, are you spending more time with your best friend than you are with God? That's why. I'm trying to tell you. He's jealous. You go like, wait a minute. Now, Sister G, you got to spend time in my presence every day. You got to be prepared for the prayer line on Tuesday. You got to be prepared for Wednesday midweek Bible study. You got to be prepared to teach the children on Sunday. And you can't be on the phone talking to people. You got to talk to me. And most of all, you got to listen to me. And I'm downloading in you everything you need for life and godliness. Well, guess what? I'm going to read something to you. And it's very, very interesting. You know why it's interesting? Because it's in the Word of God. In 3 John, he says, beloved. Isn't that awesome? How God called us his beloved. He said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, you know every time we come on here on Wednesdays, our soul prospers. Every time you pick up the Word and read it and study it, our souls are prospering. But, you know, every time we go to McDonald's and Burger King and have it our way and, you know, our body's not prospering. No, that's junk food. Junk food. We got to eat the food that God created. You know, the food that comes from the land, like, you know, cabbage and carrots and squash and zucchini, and you can name all the broccoli, you know, corn. You ever been riding, you see all the cornfields, all that. That's what we got to put in our diet, that kind of good food. Like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they put pulse in their diet. They refused to eat. Oh, no, they wouldn't even think about McDonald's and Burger King because their parents trained them, no, eat healthy food. They ate whatever fruit was available, grapes and pineapples and bananas and oranges and tangerines and, you know, grapefruit and, you know, the good stuff. And then, you know, God created animals too. Yeah, he created animals for us too. So, you know, we just got to. God says for us to do, we got to follow his instructions. Hallelujah. So please forgive me for the pause. We got to follow God's instructions. His instructions, we need them every day. You know, when you wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I know you're going to order my steps today because I don't know the way to go. And you know what? He thinks of us more than, can you count the grains of sand? No, it would take you through eternity, longer than eternity to count the grains of sand. Well, that's how much our Father, our Creator, think about us. Yeah, he said, I knew you before I formed and shaped you in your mother's belly. And I have great plans for you, plans you can't even begin to think of. So today, we're going to be taught how to take care of our physical body. You know, you read the word. That'll help you take care of your spiritual body. You go to the, you know, when you go to worship with the body of Christ, you know, the Bible says, you know, don't neglect getting together with other members. Mm-mm, don't neglect it. And get together with the body of Christ. We got to keep strong because the devil is out there. He want to just, rah! He want to roar at us and take our lives. But we got, you know, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. We got to be with the body of Christ so we can get connected, stay connected, and we can get prayed for and prayed, you know, daily. Now, of course, Jesus is, like I told you a few minutes ago, Jesus is praying for us. So today, our teacher is Sister Mary Nichols. She's a health coach, and she's from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I thank God for her. She comes with a wealth of knowledge about what we should eat, what we shouldn't eat, because this is 2023. Some of our food is biochemically engineered. I looked at that. I said, what? Oh, no, that means it's not real food. So we got to pay attention to what we're eating because some of it is engineered chemically in it. In other words, Sister Mary will tell you. So good afternoon, Sister Mary. We're so grateful you join us once a month, the last Wednesday in every month. And like I said, she's full of wealth, a wealth of knowledge. So get your paper and pen ready. Be ready for your questions at 2 o'clock. She's going to stop, and she's going to allow us to ask questions. When I tell you she has a wealth of knowledge, you write down notes and see something you don't understand or something you want to know, ask Sister Mary Nichols from Oklahoma City. Good afternoon, Sister Mary.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you. And I want to thank Sister Mary Coleman for singing that beautiful song, and you gave the name Mary Nichols, so I appreciate it. I'd love to sing like Sister Mary Coleman. That was funny. Anyway, I am just happy to be here, and what I have to present is, first of all, what the Lord wants me to say from the experience and the people and the research that he's allowed me to come across. I just want to be in service to the Lord. So last month I talked about the brain, and there were just so many exciting, wonderful things, and I just spoke far too long, and I appreciate you all bearing with me. I do have a few additional things that I want to say about the brain, and I'll be finished on time today. Last time I talked about some scriptures that came across out of several websites that of scripture, Bible, Gateway, and other things, that I was looking for information, looking for scriptures about our brain. And searching the scriptures, there were hundreds of scriptures. Find one that mentioned the brain, and I might be completely off track, but I'm wondering, when man uses his brain, he tends to think that he has the answers and that what he has to say from his brain, that no one else has the right knowledge or the right abilities or the right idea. But to me, knowing who my maker is, our creator, who created the brain and sustained our lives by the activity that he planned for our brain, that man does not have the answer, and the answers that they give is not always the right answer. So I wanted to read just a few of the scriptures that came up under the topic of the brain. One was Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. The heart. Colossians 3:2. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. I'm not sure which verse, because it says 119 verses 1 through 176, and I know that this one is not all of the verses, but from 119 it says, blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimony, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts for diligently. Oh, that my ways would be steadfast in keeping your stature. Many of these scriptures and many of those that were listed under the brain mentioned the heart, the mind, our thought. Allow those, our mind, our heart, our thoughts, to be from the mind of Christ. And then, as we have been talking about healing, Psalm 68:19, and we want our brains to be healed. Praise be to God, the Lord of our Savior, who daily bears our burdens, Selah. And verse 20, our God is a God who saves. The sovereign Lord comes escape from death. And I know that not only are we allowed to escape death, but also sickness and lack and all kinds of things that the Lord, our God, who saves, he is sovereign and he brings about our healing. In talking about the brain, our brain is the most important organ in our body. Why? It keeps our heart beating. It allows our lungs to rhythmically receive oxygen and expel carbon dioxide and all the stuff of our functioning body. That's why it's essential to keep our brains working in optimum condition. How do we do that? With a healthy diet, but especially the word of the Lord. Here were three or four things that I picked out to repeat. About brain is made up of water. This means that dehydration, even in small amounts, can have a negative effect on our brain function. Next, the human brain will grow 3 times its size in the very first year of a child's life. It continues to grow until we reach about age 18. The brain of the human contains approximately 100 billion neurons. 100 billion neurons. And every one of them has its own function, and it connects and communicates with the other neurons in our brain. Also, number four, cholesterol is key to learning and memory. However, high cholesterol has different effects depending on our age and other factors. But I will tell you that cholesterol, our brain is made up of cholesterol. The enemy has been telling us, teaching us, medicating us, so that we will not have the full benefit of the cholesterol that God has made and put in our food. This whole thing about, oh, you don't need any cholesterol because it clogs up your veins. That's not true. A lot of research has shown that that is not true and that it is the exact opposite. I think I see a lot of things that are happening to our food supply, our health, what we put into our bodies that we're told, oh, this is the cure-all, this is going to work. And it isn't. It, in fact, is things in our body that are destructive. So I want to talk about the brain and some things. Some foods have negative effects on their brain, our memory, our mood, and increasing our risk of dementia. Estimates predict that dementia will affect more than 65 million people worldwide by 2030. That is less than 10 years from now, 7 years. Luckily, you can help reduce your risk of the disease by cutting certain foods out of your diet. One Boston medical doctor now says memory problems are often caused by the food we are eating, but also the foods we are not eating. So there's the good food list, and then there's the bad food list. Dr. George Karanastasis, who's a medical doctor, said, your brain requires fuel to create new brain cells, recall memories, and focus on tasks. And where does it get that fuel? It's from the food you eat. However, due to a change in modern dietary habits, Dr. K, as they call him, says most of us aren't getting the nutrients our brain needs. He says this lack of nutrient can cause brain fog, forgetfulness, or worse. When your brain doesn't receive the right nutrients, it literally starts to starve. And that's when you start to suffer those embarrassing senior moments. You might forget people's name, and that happened to me Sunday morning. Walk into a room and forget why you are there, or even sometimes in other cases that you can even get lost driving to familiar. The Alzheimer's and dementia are kind of very often considered to be interchangeable. But I wanted to read Dr. Wallach's definition of Alzheimer's disease. Appears to be a physician-caused disease resulting from cholesterol and saturated fat bashing, in which those afflicted suffer from a progressive loss of memory, difficulties with arousal and motor function appear in the later stages of the disease, identified in 1979. There was no diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease until 1979. I looked briefly to see if I could find out when the first of the movement to keep people from eating fat or cholesterol around 1979. It appears to be due to a cholesterol and fat deficiency. Alzheimer's disease is not genetic. And Dr. Wallach's definition of dementia is memory loss, as in senility, is a common symptom, yet not a true result of aging. Nutritional deficiencies of magnesium, vitamin B1, cholesterol, arteriosclerosis, and alcoholism are the common causes of dementia. And I'm sure all of you have known in your life someone who had dementia, or someone who has dementia, diagnosed also as Alzheimer's. And it is difficult, to say the least, that people we know, love, are suffering from the loss of memory and not being able to think and continue the duty movement that the Lord would have us to do. So that's one reason that I wanted to talk about the brain and how society is leading us away from those things that God has provided for us, for our health. So that's dementia and Alzheimer's that may not have even started until 1979 as a diagnosis. When your brain doesn't receive the right nutrients, and it's the same for our body, it literally starts to starve. And that's when you start to suffer those embarrassing senior moments, forgetting people's names, walking into a room and forgetting while you are there. Or I look in the refrigerator and forget what I was looking for. And even getting lost while driving to familiar places. Now, some of the things that contribute to dementia, there are 17 different categories of dementia they have now, but also the Alzheimer's. When we put certain things in our body, as Dr. Karanastasis says, then our bodies cannot repair itself, heal itself, because we're not giving our bodies those important nutrients from our food that will help our bodies to repair and, repair cells and to strengthen and keep our bodies healthy. Number one of the things that we are eating, and it's because we become addicted to it, and the food industry knows that it is addictive, and they put it in absolutely everything. My favorite is a box of salt that I had expected nothing but salt, but what did I find in the salt? On the label, it says that it has sugar. Boy, sugary drinks, sugary foods, and plain old sugar. Sugars are highly processed, like other grains, like white flour, wheat, oat, rye, barley, and now buckwheat, that when we have a high intake of sugary drinks especially, that will increase our risk of dementia because they don't put sugar in most of the sodas and the teas and other things that are sweet. They use this fake sugar called high fructose corn syrup. They make it from corn, and it is especially harmful by causing inflammation of the brain and impairing memory and learning. Further studies in humans are needed. Yeah. Another thing that will increase our risk for dementia or Alzheimer's is high fat oil. Trans fats are a type of unsaturated fat that can have a detrimental effect on brain health. And when you use oil, high-fat oil, some of them are not really natural oils, you like canola oils, you get a bottle of something called rape seed. And they extract the oil and they bottle it and sell it to us. Even our olive oil, if you are one to use olive oil, look on the label to make sure that it has not already been cut with some other oil, like the canola oil or the corn oil, all of those things. And I usually say from the good food, bad food list, if you are using oil in a bottle, and that includes extra virgin, virgin olive oil, when you open the bottle, oxygen from the air gets in the bottle and it causes the oil to rancid. You eat the oil in your salad dressing, or you cook the oil at a high heat in frying, that causes inflammation in the body. Inflammation is not a good thing. So avoid oil, and I'm sure some of you remember I'm always saying use butter instead, or good old-fashioned lard. I can't say it. Lard. Those are two things that God has provided. So as you gradually consider what your food supply is like, change over to lard and butter as opposed to margarine. It's fake. So anyway, that's my constant warning. Also, to think about the sweeteners that we do use. Many diabetics try to use sugar substitutes. Some of the packaged sweetener is a chemical that tastes sweet, which is fine. It doesn't give you any calories. It is giving you various chemicals like the aspartame, menthol, and aspartic acid. That's what aspartame is. And it just isn't good for you. If you can tolerate it, there's a plant called stevia. And stevia works wonders to continue giving you that little sweet boost that your brain sometimes craves. But monk fruit, I think, is mentioned, and there are some other sugar substitutes that are natural, and they are plant-based as opposed to aspartame and some of the other sweeteners that are just chemicals. Also, with the brain, the intake of alcohol it's excessively consumed can lead to memory loss, behavioral changes, sleep disruption, and particularly, supposedly from this website, high-risk groups include teenagers, young adults, and pregnant women. I'm upset about that. Avoid that if at all possible. So alcohol, sugar, high fat that is not real fat, the high fructose corn syrup, and sugary drinks and food. I just encourage you to read the label. If you can't pronounce it, then it's probably not a good thing for you to eat. And if you don't know how this unpronounceable thing in your food is going to affect your body, your brain, your heart, your life, then look for something else. We have to make serious choices now. Yeah, the substitute sweetener has been linked to behavioral and cognitive problems through research, and that it is controversial. Okay, let me tell you about something that is encouraged to put into your diet if you are not already doing that, and that is fatty fish like salmon, trout, albacore, tuna, herring, and sardines, all of which are rich sources of omega-3 fatty acids. About 60% of our brain is made up of fat, and half of that fat is comprised of omega-3 fatty acids. On the flip side, not getting enough omega-3 is linked to learning impairment in children, adults, and also it's linked to depression. We're having kind of a epidemic of depression. Now, they're suggesting that drinking coffee over the long term is also linked to a reduction of the risk of neurological diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. The largest risk reduction has been seen in those adults who consume as much as 3 to 4 cups daily of coffee. I love coffee. That fits into my program. From a website called Entirely Health. One of the things that is on the good food, bad food list that I will happily send you, just let me know at Mary W. Nichols, Mary W. Nichols at gmail.com. Mary W. Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, at gmail.com. I will send you the good food, bad food list, as well as a link to a health evaluation that will give you some ideas about what nutritional thing you might be missing that is not supporting the development of good cells in your brain. And other things that happen to us in life. Okay, one thing that is on the good food, bad food list is eggs. Eggs are one of the most consumed foods, but most people do not know how important it is to maintain a healthy brain. Eggs are rich in vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and folic acid. Consumption of eggs daily, like reading our word, helps to prevent the brain from shrinking and from cognitive impairment. So, eat eggs. Dr. Wallach is 86 years old, and at the drop of a hat, he can recite all of the protocols that he has used for various illnesses and for the 9 or 10 books that he has written. He can just rattle those off. patient, and he doesn't take any medications because he takes lots and lots of vitamins. Okay, dark chocolate consists of flavonoids, antioxidants, and a little bit of caffeine that help enhance the brain's function. Flavonoids present in dark chocolate flavonoids present in dark chocolate accumulate in regions of the brain responsible for learning and memory. Dark chocolate helps to slow down neurodegenerative diseases associated with age. Antioxidants in dark chocolate help to prevent stress resulting from free radicals in your body. Free radicals is what's the result of the inflammation in your body. So you want to try to control and get rid of all of the free radicals as much as possible. And then add avocados. Avocados contain unsaturated fats that help develop a healthy brain, and they help decrease blood pressure. High blood pressure contributes to cognitive impairment, so consumption of avocados helps to increase cognitive ability. Sources of unsaturated fats that help enhance brain function include the fish that I listed, walnuts, Brazil nuts, almonds, cashews, and things like chia seeds and pumpkin seeds. Now, in this list from this website, it includes peanuts, but I remind you, avoid peanuts. Peanuts are not really nuts. They're legumes that grow under the soil, and they, when they're harvested, they have a mold on it called aflatoxin. And in the peanut butter, got a little aflatoxin. So I would suggest that you avoid peanuts. Eat other things, other nuts rather than peanuts. And also suggest you eat berries because berries are great antioxidants, and they're good because of the generally low glycemic index number, which doesn't spike your blood sugar real high. So the numbers lower the risk for diabetes complications. I think those are, I will stop here on the things that we should avoid eating in order to keep our health, and adding some of these other things in, like the omega-3 fatty acid. If you can't get a lot of the fatty fish, then you might supplement by buying tablets or capsules of omega-3 fatty acid to help brain function as well as your circulation. As I said, I'm going to stop there for questions. And I thank you all for listening to me rattle on about brain health. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Awesome teaching as usual. Thank God for filling us with wisdom and knowledge, standing of how to eat in 2023. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call the first 6 numbers of your phone number. And if you have a question, you can state your name. And, of course, remember there are other people on who may want to ask a question. So if you would just briefly ask a question, I would truly appreciate you. All right, 918, that's Sister Mary, 336-775. Mary Coleman, do you have a question? Okay, she may be on mute.
No, Mary, I don't have any questions. I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Okay. Sister Irma, 870-209. Sister Irma, do you have any questions?
Yes. Yes, I wanted to ask about the last thing she said about getting something with the omega-3.
Yes.
You know, for substituted, you can't get the different fishes.
Yeah.
What was that? I couldn't get it.
Okay. As I said, you might have to supplement by going to your, well, I know about omega-3. The very best kind, one with the international rating. It's fish oil. But if you can't get the one that is internationally rated, you can go to your grocery store or your drug store and ask them for IOS rated fish oil. They will actually increase your circulation and will provide to your brain the ability to keep making new cells rather than losing brain cell aging and everything else. So that is,
thank you.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Irma, Sister Mary. Okay, the next number is 904-631. Do you have a question, Sister Ossie?
Yes, I have a question. And also I want to say it was very detailed. I just want to ask what kind of lard. You say it's best to cook in butter, but is it a specific kind of lard or any kind of lard would do?
No, I guess at this point in history, lard is better than all of the cooking oil and all of that. We have to just pray over our food, even lard. And you can use the fat that when you do cook meat so that it releases the juice and the oil in it, and use that. I collected. My mother years ago used to fry bacon, and she would save that bacon fat. Avoid bacon fat that has nitrites and nitrates in it. But I used nitrate-free bacon. Cook your bacon. And save that and use that as oil for flavoring of foods and also for cooking food.
Okay.
So I don't have an answer about, I don't know of any lard. You can go to your store and in the meat counter, they usually have lard. And I've actually seen packages of lard.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sister Ossie. All right, we have with us 601-730. Do you have a question? Wait, I'm sorry, somebody. Hold on, that was Brittany. Hold on, I mean Bridget. 904-571. Do you have a question, Sister Marion?
No, I don't have a question.
All right. We have 94. 473, Brother McMillan. Brother Robert McMillan, do you have a question for Sister Mary? Hello? All right. I guess not. Okay, so we're moving to Bridget, 601-730. Do you have a question, Bridget, for Sister Mary?
Yes, ma'am. I have a question. What Sister Mary said, something about avoid eating, and she was talking about the free radicals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's avoid eating?
Yes. Free radicals come from especially the cooking oil. As I said, you open a bottle of oil, cooking oil, and the oxygen gets into the bottle. It will start turning the oil rancid. And then when you eat the rancid oil, or you eat salad dressing that has oils in it, you know, they have the oxygen in it. That causes the free radical to be in your body. And free radicals is what causes you have achy joints. It just is not a good thing to have inflammation. And it's in a lot of things because they use the oil in different ways. So it's high-fat oil that cause inflammation. And also, when you use your oil to fry things and you heat that oil up, it causes acrylamide. And the acrylamide have been noted since I was a child that acrylamide in fried food can also be a source of carcinogenic compound when you cook oil at a high heat.
Yes, ma'am. And I also, when I came on, I caught you, it was sent, I think you said something about walnuts, cashews, I kind of missed what you were saying about that.
Oh, okay. And almonds, walnuts, pecans, most of the nuts, I can't think of a nut that's grown on a tree that is bad for it. But peanut is not a nut. And so when you eat peanut, they taste good and they're in lots of things. But when you eat peanuts, you are also getting a certain amount of a mold called aflatoxin, because peanuts are not really nuts. They're like beans, legumes that grow under the ground, and they just get that mold on it. So I wouldn't feed my children or grandchildren peanuts or peanuts because it has that mold on it.
Okay, thank you all so much. Any more questions? Anybody? State your name. Anybody else have another question?
Yes, ma'am. Bridget. Excuse me. So the walnuts and cashews and the almonds, they are good to, you know, eat.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, I was making sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay. Sister Mary, this is Mary Coleman. I have one question to ask you, which, because I get kind of confused. What's the difference in krill oil and omega? Because some people say you need to take krill oil, and I'm saying, I don't know.
You can take krill oil, but how are they packaged? The krill oil, is it
If it's in a bottle, you're going to get the problem with the oxygen in the body in the bottle that starts the process of turning the oil rancid. That causes inflammation. It's about the same. But you can get krill oil as well as the omega-3s and other fatty acids. It depends on how they are put into the capsule company that I work with. They have people in as the white uniform and airtight rooms so that the oil is not exposed to oxygen even while they're putting it in the peel or the capsule. So that's the one that I use, and I take a lot of them. They're good for circulation, and if your heels are dry, that means that you need some more fatty acids in your body. So if the heels are dry, look for that.
Okay, so you're saying it's okay to take the krill oil, just be careful as to how it's packaged.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Any more questions? State your name. Okay, well, I want to give a couple of testimony. A few years ago, probably like 10 years ago, I was tutoring a little boy. He was 5 years old. Problems expressing himself, making complete sentences or making sentences that make sense. So I said, well, I can't understand. Then I didn't know how to tutor him. Then I got a little girl that was the same age, 5 years old. I had difficulty teaching her. And I got on my knees one day when they were gone, and I said, Father, I have 2 5-year-olds. I taught school 29 years, and I cannot get through to them. So what do I do? He said they're missing brain food. He said that they're not getting – I'm sorry. He said that they're McDonald's children, and they're not getting the brain food they need. I said, oh, okay. So when we're feeding our children fast food, they're not getting the brain food. Now, to the parents, and one parent said, oh, my child loves chicken McNuggets. I said, okay, well, you could keep feeding them that, but they have a learning block. So I said, you could keep giving me the money. I'll take her, but I can't teach her. So what happened was I went to the health food store, Whole Foods, and I asked for something, nutrient, that would help children, you know, learn, that would be like brain food for them. And I got this product. And, you know, sometimes when change comes, we resist change because it's something new. And we go like, oh, no, I've been doing it this way 50 years, and I'm going to keep doing it, you know. But I tell you what, when the parents stop feeding them McDonald's, Burger King, Pizza Hut, all that, I could teach them. So later on, I got that product that I told you, something called Focus Attention. It is good. They have one for adults as well. So if you're having trouble focusing your attention on other than, you know, we don't have trouble on Facebook, Twitter. We don't have trouble focusing on that, right? Just when we walk in another room and we say, oh, what did, but those are not, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm getting old. But do you know children do the same thing? They cannot remember. You send your child, your grandchild, go in the room, baby, and bring me the broom. They come back. You say, what happened? I don't know what you said. They forget. So it's not old age. It's just a problem that we have in our society that, you know, our children need brain food. So we're feeding them McDonald's, Burger King, like I told you. When I was praying for children, I said, Lord, 5-year-olds, why can't I teach them?
He said they're not getting brain food. They're McDonald's children. So I talked to their parents about taking all the fast food out of their diet. And do you know they begin to learn better? Much better. I could teach them. One day, one of the children came, and I couldn't teach him. I said, oh, my God, got that learning block. I know she had eaten the wrong thing. I said, what did you eat for lunch? She said, pizza. So I'm telling you, those kind of things are not good for our children. So we got to be careful what we're feeding them. One other thing, Sister Mary was talking about the brain. Now, I'm sensitive in certain areas, particularly where it comes to children. I started seeing babies with these cute little bands around their head. And right away, I knew it was inhibiting their brain function. And you try to tell them, don't put that on their head, but over it. Now, barrettes are different. Those little barrettes, the little clip-on things, but they shouldn't sleep with them because they'll put them in their mouth, take them off. But the headband, if you read it, it inhibits their brain function. It does something, especially, you know, to a certain age. It's stopping their brain function from developing like it should. So thank you so much for listening. That's it. Anybody else have a question concerning what Mary, Sister Mary talked about, her lesson, or anything? Question. State your name and give the question.
Yes, ma'am, Bridget. I was asking about, like, what with the fruits. Did you say something about fruits? What fruits to eat?
Oh, I mentioned berry. Oh, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Now, use different kinds of berries because they're not generally high in sugar. They're good for your brain because it's an antioxidant. It fights inflammation in the body.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Mary.
You're talking about blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. What kind of berries?
Yeah. Okay.
Those. Yes.
Okay.
Dark berries of any kind. When you start getting into things like the apricots, dried apricots are good for diabetics if you don't eat too many. Most fruit, the Lord is good. Most fruit is great, but in terms of berries, not great often because they have a lot of sugar in them. But the strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, as Sister G mentioned, those are good.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Mayor.
You're welcome.
It's time for your prayer.
Sister G, can I give them, may I give them my email address?
Yes.
The good food, bad food list that I have annotated all of the things on the list and with my number so you can ask more questions is Mary W. Nichols at gmail.com. And Nichols is spelled N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Mary W. Nichols at gmail.com. And that actually, Mary, that was for Mary Williams. Her names are alike. Okay.
Her name is Marion.
I know.
Oh, okay.
But that's so close to Mary Williams.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry about that.
It is prayer time. Prayer time. You know we got a prayer. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Pray when you're in the car. Pray when you're in the kitchen, in the yard. Pray on the butt. Wherever you are, pray. Pray. We got to pray all day. Washing clothes, taking a bath, pray. So we got to pray. So right now, we're going to be praying for our toddlers. I'm going to ask somebody to volunteer to pray for our toddlers, baby Chloe, toddler Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Devin. Thank God for their excellent health and strength and for their families who want to volunteer to pray for them, our toddlers. They're big girls, big boys now.
Mary Coleman, right. I'll pray for them.
Okay, thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. We pray, Heavenly Father, for all toddlers, Heavenly Father. You said children are a gift from you. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you watch over them as they come and go. We pray for their protection, for their health. We pray if there's any sickness in their bodies, Heavenly Father, that you would remove it. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you guide their minds. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you protect them emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Keep them from all evil. Let no weapons formed against them prosper. We pray for their families, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, that their families, Heavenly Father, is aware that these children was given to them and they are accountable for them, Lord. In Proverbs, you said to raise up a child in the way he go, because when he get old, he won't depart from it. You also, Heavenly Father, promised them that you will defend their children, you will preserve them, you will rescue them, you will deliver them. So whatever that they face, Heavenly Father, let them turn to you and let you be their refuge. Let you be their fortress. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary Coleman. All right, Sister Lanny. I need somebody to pray for Sister Lanny. She is out of town, doing a singing conference this weekend. So she wasn't on yesterday nor today. I'd like for somebody to pray for Sister Lanny and all the seniors on the senior system.
Okay. May I pray for Sister Lanny and the senior citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you. We praise you, Lord, for all your work, all of your wonderful work. Thank you, Lord, for the group of people who are on the call today. Lord, we want to pray especially for Sister Lanny, who has been gifted. Thank you, Lord, for the gift that she shares with us as well as those people that she will encounter on this singing tour. And we just ask you, Lord, to give her strength and peace and the right music for the right situation. You have given her as a gift to us and to music. And Lord, I just want to continue to bless her on her book, her teaching, and everything about the music that she has been given from you. We just praise you, Lord, and thank you. And Lord, for all of us senior citizens, we are just grateful that we have been allowed to be here as senior citizens and that you have given us the ability to continue to learn, to continue to worship and praise you and learn your word, Lord. Help us to help others to reach out in your name for your blessing and for your will. And we just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, I need somebody to pray that God would save our children, our youth, our young adults, and keep them from early death. Who can pray that one?
Sister Marion.
Okay, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I bring our children before you and our young adults right now, Lord God. Dear Lord, I pray that a covering over them right now, Lord God. They have so many things in the world, Lord God, that are tempting them to do things that are not of you, Lord God. I'm praying right now, Lord God, that you bring them away from all of the temptations that's in the world right now, Lord God. I'm praying a covering over them, Lord God, to keep them out of hurt, harm, and danger. Keep them from violence right now, Lord God, from buying guns and shooting people at a young age right now, Lord God. I pray that you take that away from them and fill them your Holy Spirit, Lord God. I pray and ask right now, Lord God, that they stop killing each other right now, Lord God. I pray for them not to get on drugs right now, Lord God, not to commit suicide right now, Lord God. Help them and let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and only through you can they have everlasting life right now, Lord God. Lead them back to you, Lord God. Touch their parents right now, Lord God, and their family members. Let all of them get on board right now, Lord God, to lead them back to you, Lord Jesus. Just open up your word to them right now, Lord God. This is my prayer right now, Lord God. But I continue to cover them right now with your blood right now from all hurt, harm, and danger, enemy, and disease right now, Lord God. Cover them from everything, Lord God. Spend them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down. Draw them back to you right now, Lord God. It's my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
So much, Sister Marion. Okay, does anyone have any prayer requests? State your name and give your prayer request. Okay, well, let me just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sister Mary Nichols, Sister Mary Coleman, Sister Irma, Sister Ozzy, Sister Marion, Brother Robert, Sister Linda, Sister Bridget, Michelin. I thank you so much, Father, for the people that you bring on Wednesday's midweek Bible study. I thank you for blessing them with the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. I decree and declare they shall have long life, abundant life, health and strength in their bodies, excellent health, excellent strength. In the name of Jesus, you call them your beloved. You said beloved above all. I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as the soul prospers. So, Father, I thank you that we choose life. We choose the blessing. This is our year of kingdom life, and we are exempt from disease, poverty, premature death. No affliction is permitted in our body. So we thank you, Lord God, that we could call on your mighty name. And you are so awesome, even before we call, you've already heard, you've already answered our prayers. So we give you praise, we give you thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your love for us. Your love is so amazing. So we bless and honor you, and we say, thank you, Jesus, for this is the day that you have made. Every concern that we have, you know those worries, cares, threats of the world, we leave them at your feet. And we refuse to pick them back up because burdens are too heavy for us. He said to give them to you and leave them, the care of our family members, the care of our children, our grandchildren, our husbands, our wives, our extended family. We're giving all those cares to you. And, Father, we lift up every city, every our nation, every nation in the world. We lift them up before you, and we thank you, Father God, for healing our land. You said that my people who are called by my name will humble them, turn from their wicked ways, and you will hear our prayers from heaven, and you will heal our land. So we're asking you to heal the land so our children can have a safe place to live in without worrying about being kidnapped, without worrying about early death, crib death, without worrying about sickness or disease or all of those horrible things, because they walk in the blessings of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. So, Father, as we close out the Wednesday midweek Bible study, but not from your presence, walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Surely your goodness, your mercy will follow us every day of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. I love you all so much. Look forward to talking to you soon, but you already know God loves you more than I have the capacity to do so. So he's a loving father. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you. Thank you.